The Story of Civilization, Volume 1, The Ancient World. Written by Philip Campbell. Narrated by Kevin Gallagher. Produced by Tan Books. Introduction. Your time has come. Have you ever heard the expression, "Those who don't know history are destined to repeat it"? The quote is attributed to Edmund Burke, an Irish politician and author who lived in the 18th century. What did Mr. Burke mean when he said this? To answer that question, imagine this scenario. You are 4 years old, sitting in the den and playing with your toys, when your older brother walks into the room. You look up and notice that he has a scar on his right hand, a burn mark you had never noticed. You have two options. You can either ask where the burn came from, or ignore the new observation you have made and continue playing with your toys. Let's say you choose the second option and stick to your toys. Your brother walks past you and you never discover where the burn mark came from. Then let's suppose a week later, you are in the kitchen and your mother has just removed a delicious batch of her famous chocolate chip cookies. You cannot stand to wait for them to cool, so you run up and grab one, placing your hand directly on the hot pan. Do you see where this is going? Probably so. Minutes later, as your mother sits consoling you and icing down your burned hand, your older brother walks in and says, "I did that very same thing when I was your age. Look, I have the burn to prove it." If we make the decision to ignore what happened in the past, just like we ignored our brother's scar in the previous example, we are likely to make the same mistakes as those who came before us. It won't be long before we are grabbing at the delicious cookies atop the hot pan and burning ourselves. But if we had chosen to ask him where his burn mark came from, if we had learned the history of his scar, we would have learned from his experience and waited for the pan to cool. Now take this simple everyday story of your brother burning his hand and turn it into the story of the entire known world. The story of civilization. It may seem more difficult to learn about the history of the world than to learn about the history of your brother's scar. But the good news is that it is far more interesting. In fact, it's fascinating. Although the world has often been a dangerous and harsh place for many centuries, there is no denying that the stories of the world's history are fun to learn about. There are stories of war and betrayal, triumph and love, and courage and valiancy. You'll learn of emperors and conquerors, kings and queens, soldiers and warriors, and saints and scoundrels. Your time has come now to learn about it all, to learn about the story of civilization. There is a great need for young people to know about the world's past, because only by learning about the world can you make it a better place. Edmund Burke's famous quote teaches us that if we don't learn about the mistakes our ancestors made, we are likely to repeat them, just as we might also repeat our brother's mistake and grab the hot pan of cookies. But the other side of this is true as well. We can also learn about the righteous triumphs of the good and noble people of the past and strive to imitate their example. In this sense, we may want to restructure Mr. Burke's quote. We could say, "Those who don't know history are destined to repeat the mistakes of the past and destined to not build upon the heroics, virtue, and wisdom of the past." The truth is that a lot of bad things happened in humanity's past, but a lot of good things happened as well, and we have to learn about all of it. Learning the history of the human race will help us make sense of the world we live in and help us discover how we got here, as well as help us create a better future for those who come after us. So open your ears and ready your imagination, because you are about to embark on an adventure. One that will take you into the distant reaches of the past. When you return, you'll be ready to take an adventure of your own. You'll take the wisdom you've learned and walk confidently into the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?